correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from the Big Island of Hawaii on the Kahala Coast. Come along and join me for a conversation with Vicky Komatani, Public Relations Director at the Westin Hapuna Beach Resort, as she talks about the resort's $50 million renovation and its historic connection with legendary resort developer and environmentalist Lawrence Rockefeller.
We're so excited to be here today and have you here with us so that we can share news about our renovation here at what is now newly flagged as the Westin Hapuna Beach Resort.
And yet, it's an old part of the island going way back. It's been a part of generations have come here, the Mauna Kea first, and this is like its child in a way, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of a continuation of the Mauna Kea stories. When Lawrence Rockefeller came out in the early 1960s and saw Kanaʻoa Bay and said, this is where I'm putting my hotel, and he built Mauna Kea, he always had a vision because Mauna Kea is on a beautiful white sand beach, and the second and largest white sand beach on the island is Hapuna. And he said, boy, we should put a hotel there. His theory was every great beach deserves a great hotel. So it was always his vision.
Didn't happen until he was gone, right?
That is correct. So he did not personally see that vision through. In the late 80s, the hotel was purchased by Cebu out of Japan, and they still own the hotel and Mauna Kea Resort in its entirety, actually, to today. And they, in 1994... actually built what was then the Hapuna Beach Prince Hotel.
Did Rockefeller have any vision, any renderings, or any dreams of what this might look like?
Not to our knowledge and not in any of our records. He did have a master plan, and we do have that for the entire, you know, from Hapuna all the way to Kauai High, actually, that was much more than has ever happened. It's still not there, but it did include a hotel here, but it also included a marina and schools and parks and more golf courses, you know, so it was massive. So what you see today are the two hotels and two golf courses.
And if you think about it, back in the day, 1960, 65, this guy was a futurist visionary. This was at the end of the road, and there barely was a road to get here.
Yeah, there really wasn't a road. He actually helped fund what is now the Queen Kaʻahumanu Highway from the airport to here.
He knew that was key to success, huh?
He knew that was key. So that highway, I want to say, opened in 1973, so that was even after Mauna Kea had opened. But you had to have an amazing vision, which I can't even imagine, to know that this would be successful.
He had rock resorts and Little Dick's Bay, and exactly. What are some of the other classics? Keneal Bay,
and then of course in Wyoming, he had a lodge in Wyoming and actually donated a huge chunk of land there to the National Park Service as well, because he was an environmentalist. He was a developer for sure, but he was also an environmentalist, which was nice for everyone.
Yeah, rare combination.
Yeah, a very rare combination, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, 1994, Hapuna gets built, and in the past 10 months, our owners chose to invest nearly $50 million in a complete renovation that is just spectacular. And in concert with that renovation, they chose to put a national brand on the front door because it just really helps draw new customers, helps us tell the story, and we really felt that the Westin brand in particular fit the ambiance of this hotel. They're very, very centered around wellness, rest and rejuvenation and relaxation, and all of those components. They're pillars of eat well and sleep well and play well and work well. Those kinds of things really, really do work ideally here at Hapuna.
Give us a visual word picture as best you can.
Boy, it is a place you need to see to believe. You walk in the front door and it's an immediate aha moment, because as you come through the entryway and walk straight forward, you have an unparalleled ocean view. The hotel is nestled against a bluff, so when you're in the lobby, you're actually on what we call the eighth floor. So you're looking down at Hapuna Beach and the ocean. And then one level below that is Pico Coffee and Bar. So it's a barista bar, grab-and-go coffees, cocktails at sunset. One level below that is Ikena Landing. That's our breakfast outlet. And then one level below that is our new Westin Wellness Center with the Hapuna Spa, Westin Workout, CrossFit, Kids Club. And then you go down some stairs from there, and there's a beautiful koi pond, rocking chairs around it. You can rest, have a seat and watch the sunset, stare at the ocean. There's an adult exclusive infinity pool. And then you go down one more level, and you are at the family pool and the beach.
And you must have some incredible dining here. I can I can feel it. I can taste it.
Well, it's been really fun with the renovation to reimagine and reconcept all of the dining here at Hapuna. And the signature dining room is now called Meridia. It's a standalone building that is just a stunning piece of architecture in and of itself, but it offers some beautiful alfresco dining. But it's Mediterranean themed. And that sounds a little maybe out of left field that we're here in Hawaii, but there is a lot of parallels between Mediterranean cuisine and Hawaii. And we're able with that cuisine to integrate so much that is grown here locally on the island into that menu. So it's doing really well. There's a crudo bar and charcuterie, beautiful private dining room in there as well. So it's really, really been well accepted by our homeowners here in the resort, by Kama'aina here on the island.
So there are people that come out here just for dinner then, that live on the island.
Absolutely. And they, again, we have really been pleased with the positive response within the community, with people enjoying a new place to eat with a really innovative menu that is not heretofore been found on the island.
You spent such a fortune on the public spaces, it's obvious. Did you have any money left over to upgrade the rooms?
You can count on it. The rooms are gorgeous. So the Westin Hapuna Beach Resort already boasted some of the largest square footage in terms of rooms on the Kohala Coast. Of course, the square footage did not change per se, but all of the rooms have beautiful new carpet, new wall coverings, new vanities in the bath. But the signature piece in those rooms now is the Westin Heavenly Bed.
People buy those, don't they?
They absolutely do. In fact, team members can buy them, and there's a list of people. They're talking about bringing a container in just for team members to buy their Westin Heavenly Beds. They are amazing beds, for sure.
I know for a fact. They really are. Yeah. Coveted item, for sure.
Exactly. And then, of course, in the bathroom, there's also the Westin Heavenly Shower. You know, again, signature things to Westin integrated into the rooms. They are all ocean-facing, the entire building. Everything at the Westin Hapuna Beach Resort faces the ocean, so it's a very linear design. So there can be a bit of a stroll to your room, but it's always worth the walk once you get there. Some of the rooms are on the garden level, and then, you know, they just really, we do have connecting rooms. We added 17 new suites with the renovation. So we're just really excited to have people come and experience.
For the golfer, this is a destination in itself, isn't it?
It is, and I'm actually happy to share that Hapuna Golf Course is actually currently closed right now for the summer, and they are doing some major upgrades on the greens. And I'm not versed enough to tell you exactly what kind, but the grass is being replaced. And if you're a true golfer and knew what it was, it would mean something, and I apologize that I don't know the name of the grass. But it's going to be good.
Faster.
Yeah, they might be faster. But the beauty, too, is when you stay at the Westin Hapuna Beach Resort, you are within Mauna Kea Resort. And as such, because we are one resort, you have signing privileges at Mauna Kea Beach Hotel and vice versa. We offer a complimentary dining shuttle, so your dining options are doubled. Just by offering that, you can go over for dinner at Mauna Kea and sign to your room here at Hapuna. You can play golf under guest rates at Mauna Kea and also sign to your room here. So it
basically like one big giant resort at two different areas.
Yeah, we like to say, you know, you stay at one and play it all. And we definitely fit that scenario here at Mauna Kea.
And I might be wrong in my memory, but it seems to me, you saying a year ago, that the rooms at the Mauna Kea were also contextually larger than most or some of the largest?
Certainly, post-renovation in 07-08 at Mauna Kea, a portion of the rooms, they actually took three rooms and made two. So those rooms that are now two are half again as big, bigger than they were before. So those rooms are quite large, for sure.
As I walk around here, this place just feels like a ideal corporate retreat place. If I were corporate, I'd want to have a retreat here.
Well, we would want you to have a retreat here, too. We do have a convention center here at Hapuna, and it's separated enough that you don't have to trip over all the guests. If you're here for a meeting, we have a beautiful ballroom, beautiful meeting space, boardrooms, executive boardrooms, and then obviously amazing outdoor space for the final night dinners and cocktail receptions by the pool and that sort of thing. So beautiful, beautiful for meetings, but on the flip side of that, also for weddings. We have some amazing wedding locations, and we have a team here that are just top-notch at handling both. So we really would love to welcome either.
Very cool. Well, we're out of time, but before we go, further information if somebody wanted to dig deeper and learn more.
WestonHapunaBeach.com.
Vicki Komotany, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day.
I will. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the island of Hawaii. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.